Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
Angelia Freeman from the Community Cancer Center, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thanks for the invite, Kyle.
Every year, you guys do something special in October. Talk about it and also how you're doing it a little differently this year.
It is very different this year. Every year, we like to talk about the power of pink. We know that the pink ribbon is everywhere in October, and it is a very powerful color because it allows people to realize that cancer is out there, cancer is real, and what we want to do is educate people to help them to understand how they can lower their risks and what they need to do. And that's what the Power Pink is all about.
Now, you've been at the Community Cancer Center for quite a while. What's your role in all this?
I am the outreach, education, and the program manager. So I look for a need in the community and develop an educational program around that need when it concerns to lowering cancer risk or making more of an awareness around a specific cancer.
Community Cancer Center has been around for a long time, a bigger facility in recent years, and a lot of people that have been able to be helped, not just with treatment, but with what you do about getting the information out to, essentially prevent or lessen the risk for getting cancer.
Correct. There is many risks that you have. Knowing your risk is very important, but there's also risks that are manageable, and that's what we really want to emphasize is which risks are manageable for you and how we can help you to better manage those to improve your quality of life and lower your cancer risk.
So talk about the doing it differently part.
So doing it differently has been kind of a brain scratcher for us. And usually we are out in the community. We do runs. We do walks. Last year we hosted a street festival, and we have a huge amount of success around that. Well, this year, trying to be COVID compliant, we've decided to go with a more virtual on-air route. So we have solicited BCI radio so we can do radio advertisements, and then for the Power of Pink, in addition to the advertisements, we're going to run a contest that will end at the end of October. And that contest is going to be for a wellness basket that's going to include everything from spa treatments to mani-pedis and anything that has to do with health and wellness. And right now we've got some helpers putting that basket together for us. And to enter that, you can send your email to myself, and that'll come out in the advertisements on where to send your email. And then we're also going to be doing some interviews. We've got some very energetic and very motivational survivors that we're going to be interviewing one a week. And these ladies have survived breast cancer, and what they're doing with their lives post-cancer and into survivorship, it is very moving. They'll be good interviews.
Well, it's interesting when people go through that. I've never gone through it, so it's a little hard to just watch other people. But when you get through that situation and you come out of it, there's always been such a sense of relief and hope going forward.
There always is a sense of hope. And what I find is when you look at someone who is marching into survivorship, there's an incredible amount of strength. And they have an inspiration for others. And telling their story is not only healing for them, but it's help and hope for that other individual. And that's what we're hoping to do, is to reach out and get the community to see that there's hope and there's survivors. And this is a pretty incredible story.
There are so many different kinds of cancers. Each one of them tends to come with a number of factors, a probability of surviving or a number of years, and all of that. It's very, very complex, especially for non-medical folks. But I think anyone I know who's had cancer, when they first get that diagnosis, you want to lose it.
That is a common with everyone. Initially, when they're diagnosed, they kind of go into this void of chaos, and everything is coming at them, everything is happening to them. And one of the things we do throughout our programming is we help the patient to understand that they're in charge of their health care, and here is what the process is, and here is the decisions you have to make. And then I personally have sat down one-on-one and helped them through that process and helped them through the navigation piece of it right on into survivorship. And you can actually see them growing and understanding, and you can almost see a light go on that says, I'm going to survive this. I'm going to do this. It's pretty cool.
So the Community Cancer Center, of course, is on Stewart Parkway in Roseburg. How many staff do you have?
We have 26 full-time staff.
So a lot of people involved in the effort in a lot of different aspects to it. If people want to find out more about this power of pink, obviously we'll have things on the radio. Where else can they look?
You can go visit our website at www.cccroseburg.org, or you can always give me a call directly, and my office line is 541-672-0072.
All right, Angelia Freeman from the Community Cancer Center, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for the invite, Kyle.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.